What does innovation sound like? It sounds like the luxury of being in the moment with your customer, client, or patient. It sounds like having the right information right when you need it. It sounds like being at your best for your customers and your business. Thanks to Hyland's intelligent content solutions that improve digital processes, innovators everywhere are able to do their thing better, whatever that thing is. Now, who doesn't like the sound of that? Hyland, for innovators everywhere. Visit Hyland.com.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.
Now, from world record makers in Monaghan to a Liverpool star giving gifts to a Mayo village, Breakfast Briefing presenter Shane Beattie has a look at some of the stories from around the country that you might have missed. How are you, Shane?
Very well.
Any plans for the weekend before we talk?
Get me out of Dublin. I can't wait to get back to Nice because I just keep hearing about all these events that are on in Dublin, the traffic, everything. So the minute this is over...
So you want out of here?
Yes. I want to be on my couch in Nice watching Glastonbury for the weekend. Not jealous. Leave them all off. I've no interest.
I was listening to Jonathan Healy earlier on. Yeah. He's going to spend the weekend on the couch as
Absolutely,
well.
Absolutely, yeah. Sounds like heaven. Good luck to everyone. I'm sure they'll all have a ball at all these different events that are on. I won't be
for
one
you.
Of
them.
No.
So you're not
get
a Swifty.
Hurry up. Get me home, Adrian. I want to get out of Dublin.
Okay, right. Let's talk about... this is fascinating. A buzzard attack in County Wicklow. Now, a buzzard is a fairly big bird. Yeah. What did he do?
Pretty scary looking as well. Like, they do look like a falcon or an eagle. Apparently, buzzards attacking humans is a very rare occurrence. The experts say that, like many other birds, buzzards can be aggressive at their nest sites and around their young, but it's very rare for them to make physical contact with a human. That didn't stop this particular buzzard, though, because this week the Bray People reports a runner who was attacked by a buzzard while out training in the Scalp near Enniskerry has warned others to be on the alert for their own welfare. This is Darren O'Byrne, who is a regular runner in the area, and he said, initially when he noticed a large bird swoop over his head, he thought it was an owl. My worst nightmare, I'm terrified of birds, and especially these huge ones. Then the bird perched on a tree, so he thought it was safe to run on. However, the bird swooped down over his head another 3 times, and then on the 4th flyby, it slammed into his head with its talons.
Ooh.
Yeah. Now, he said, I just kept running. So he said, I just didn't want to even face the bird. But he did say there was a scratch on his head that stung for about 3 days. No blood, so it didn't seem too bad. But he said it was something clawing at his head and coming in at velocity. So quite a shock, I imagine, you'd get. Apparently, buzzards have been circling runners in the area for a while. So this is a warning to other runners.
So if you're out running around the Scalp area of County Wicklow, be aware.
Absolutely. And running in particular, they reckon, is seen as an aggressive threat to buzzards because the buzzards think from their distance that you're running at their nest. So that's why they think it's aggressive and they will attack you on rare occasions. We're not going to ask people to stop running. But also the advice is don't wear your headphones so you'll actually hear them, because a lot of people with the headphones in, they can't hear anything. And now you get the fright of your life if a buzzard comes down, you haven't even heard it, and you're just attacked from the sky.
Oh, that's my worst nightmare.
Yeah, I know. Horrific. Oh. I won't be running, first of all, and secondly, won't be going here to run.
Okay, let's go down to Cork next. One of my favourite places on this island, in fact, it's an island off this island, is Cape Clear in County Cork. And it has been named the campsite in Cape Clear has been named the best in Europe.
Yeah, well, they agree with you. I've never been. What makes it so special?
It's just a very special place. It's off the coast, the southwest coast. There are cars from the 1970s on on the island. It's just a magical place. I love it.
Yeah,
love it.
So this is Condé Nast Traveller. It's a very posh magazine, which has picked the campsite as the best island site in Europe. This is the Clara Haven site on the island. Now, Cape Clear itself was praised by Condé Nast as a standout attraction on the Wild Atlantic Way, and then this campsite has tents, but also it has Mongolian yurts as well. And the reason it's been picked as the best in Europe is that it is on a steep hill overlooking a bay where you can see basking sharks, dolphins and whales. And kind of like what you're saying about the old cars, very small population. Cape Clear has a population of just 100. But they say it's a lively, fun spot in the summer and you get the full Wild Atlantic Way experience there. So definitely want to put on the list.
Yeah, but you've inspired me to go back to Cape Clear. I spent many of my teenage years there on holidays and absolutely loved it.
Yeah.
So I have to go back.
You nearly even want to keep it quiet and
absolutely
keep it a secret.
Yeah. Now let's go to Mayo next. And A connection between Argentina and Liverpool star Alexis McAllister and the donation he made to Foxford and County Mayo.
Yes, Alexis McAllister, Argentina and Liverpool star, has gifted a signed shirt to the village of Foxford, gorgeous village. They had a day-long programme of events last Saturday to celebrate Argentina Day. Now, you might be wondering why.
What the connection, yeah.
Exactly. So there's a Foxford native, Admiral William Brown. And the event on Saturday was to mark the 247th anniversary of his birth from Foxford, but he was the founder of the Argentine Navy. I need to do more research into this because it sounds like a fascinating story. So they got in touch with Alexis McAllister and he signed his Argentina shirt and gifted it to Foxford and posted a video on social media declaring, "Hello, Foxford, this shirt is for you."
Isn't that fantastic?
Great
Very
story.
Good.
Yeah.
I have to find out the McAllister name as well for an Argentinian.
Yeah, I heard this name at the World Cup and I did wonder what the link was with it. So, yeah.
More research. Roscommon next. And an outdoor heated swimming pool, which sounds like heaven, is to open in Roscommon, but it's been delayed. Why?
Yeah. Well, we're hearing more and more of these outdoor swimming pools being developed here. A lot of people think the idea of an outdoor pool in Ireland would be freezing. But obviously, you see all the people sea swimming. So there is a huge interest in it, and this is heated, and there was great excitement in Castlereagh when it was announced that the outdoor swimming pool there was being reopened. However, as you say, that reopening has now been postponed, all because of a lack of lifeguards. It sounds like a great facility, by the way. So it's heated, 33 metre long pool, going to be open to the public every summer. It was expected to open on Wednesday to reopen. However, according to the Independent, that reopening has been delayed because they don't have the required number of lifeguards, and the Cahirlach of Roscommon County Council says that the pool is commissioned, it's ready to go, they don't have enough lifeguards. Apparently there are many people working behind the scenes to get the issues resolved, and we'll keep an eye over this on the weekend because they're trying to get it open by Sunday. I don't have an update, but they're hoping to have it open by Sunday if they can get enough lifeguards. So if anyone's in the Castlereagh area, you might let us know here on the show as well if it's nearly ready to reopen.
Okay, very good. It sounds like a great facility. And finally, I love this story.
I love this.
Shane McLaughlin is an amputee from County Monaghan, and he has set a world record. Tell me about it.
Yeah, well, there's nothing more delicious than when someone gets the last laugh. That's why I really love stories like this. So one Monaghan athlete, as you say, he's definitely having the last laugh. His name is Shane McLaughlin, a Monaghan man. He made history by becoming the world's first Paralympian to pull an 18-ton truck. Incredible achievement. But he's actually broken his silence this week of how he's become the victim of vicious trolling just days after accepting his award. This is classic Irish begrudgery. It goes on a lot and people slagging. He's from Clonus, father of one, and Shane McLaughlin hauled a 45-foot truck 25 metres during an event in Dublin 5 weeks ago, and as a result he was inducted into the Guinness World Records. Then we had the trolls making horrible jokes about amputees and about him.
Really?
Yeah, I can imagine this. This is the way people go on. Now he's going to defy those dissenters, we're told, by taking on a new world record attempt in a month's time. So the last truck was 18 ton. The next one he's going to pull is a 20 or 21 ton truck.
Fabulous.
So he says that the comments do get to you when you're in the limelight, because he's in the Guinness World Records. You have to just walk away. And he says, "There's no limit with me. I just pick myself up each day, go about and train." And on the 28th of July, he's going to try. And I think best of luck to him. It's a big two fingers to all the trolls.
That's horrific to hear. That a guy actually breaks a world record.
Yeah. And there were texts sent to him personally and then online as well, making jokes about amputees. So hopefully he does this.
Disgusting. It really is.
It's the best way.
Shane McLaughlin, if you're listening, just ignore, and go and break as many records as you possibly can. All right, Shane Beattie, thanks very much indeed for popping in. You're listening to Lunchtime Live.
Thanks, Emil.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.